You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey there, Bold and the Beautiful fans. It is Belinda from Soap Dirt, and I've got your 2 week spoilers. These run from Monday, March 18th, all the way to right at the end of the month, Friday, March 29th. Can you believe that we are 2 weeks away from seeing the end of this and heading into April? It is insane. Time is flying. If you have not, please reach down, click subscribe so you don't miss any of our updates. Now let's jump right in with week one spoilers, Monday, March 18th. We've got more of Luna and Bill. So she's very upset that her mom refuses to tell her who her father is. Poppy has got the maturity level, I think, of maybe a 15-year-old. When her daughter was demanding to know the truth, she just ran right to Dr. John Finnegan, which I thought was quite interesting. So on Monday, as Luna is telling Bill she really, really wants to know who her dad is, Poppy is asking Finn for something big. I feel like she has to be asking him to engage in some sort of shenanigan to keep Luna in the dark. You know, we're back to the, I still think that Luna is a Finnegan, either Finn's daughter or his dad's. And I see a lot of people in the comments saying, if Poppy slept with Finn, it would have been statutory rape. No, he was in college. He would have been at least 18. And it didn't say what year of college. So, I mean, he could have been 18, 19, 20. She is, in terms of storyline, she is closer in age, I think, to him than she is to her sister in real life. The actresses are closer in age, but they're playing this differently. And so I don't think she's going to say to Finn, oh, by the way, I think you might be the dad. And of course, paternity tests get trickier when there is two men that are related that might be the dads, like Finn and Jack Finnegan. I don't think she slept with both of them. And some people have been asking, why wouldn't Finn know they had sex? Well, you know, Luna didn't know she had sex with Zenday until Zenday told her. So right there, I still feel like that whole thing was not so much about Zenday and RJ and Luna, but more about the who's the daddy mystery. And they were showing us how her little magical mints work. They're roofies. You know, when you take a lot of, you know, stuff like that, you wake up disoriented, sore, sticky, not knowing what happened with your life, which, you know, can happen with alcohol and a lot of other things. All right. Also on Monday, Hope gives Thomas an answer to the, will you marry me? Put that ring on your finger. I feel like it's going to be a yes, just based on the spoilers for the rest of the week. But of course we will see. I'll be watching eagerly on Monday. Tuesday, March 19th, Steffi is furious at Hope. It says that she's angrier than she's ever been at her before, which is a lot, because Steffi's been real, real angry at Hope in the past. Always about Liam, always about a romantic rival. This is not about a romantic rival. And maybe that's why Steffi is even angrier, because this is about her brother, her flesh and blood. You know, she and Thomas are at odds sometimes. But they love each other. And I don't think that either way, if Hope says no, Steffi's going to be mad that she hurt his feelings. If Hope says yes, I think she's going to be even angrier, because I think she's going to think that Hope's still going to break his heart at some point, and she doesn't want that for her brother. And there's big reactions among the Logans and the Forresters when everybody finds out Thomas did this big proposal and Hope gave this definitive answer. And I have a feeling Brooke isn't going to like how it goes. There's going to be some scenes next week, it looks like, of Brooke and Thomas. They're facing off in the design office. I don't have a date for when this happens, but I don't think Brooke's real happy with him, no matter what the answer is. Wednesday, March 20th, Hope faces off with Steffi. This is, again, with Steffi angry with her. And it looks like Hope is going to give it back to her as good as she gives. And the spoilers say that it's going to reignite that Hope versus Steffi rivalry. Although it's not really a rivalry at this point, because Steffi doesn't want to marry her brother. You know, Bold hasn't gone there yet, thankfully. But I think just more of a feud than a rivalry. And Liam Spencer spends some time talking to Carter Walton on Wednesday. Carter's trying to convince Liam that Thomas is a changed man. Liam doesn't like the tune of that song. A lot of fans don't either, so we'll see how well Carter sings it. Thursday, March 21st, and Friday, March 22nd, No New Bold and the Beautiful, also No New Y&R. Guess I'll be catching up my laundry during the time that I usually spend staring at the CBS soap operas because of March Madness basketball. Because, you know, there's no ESPN, there's no sports channels. How many different ESPNs are there? I feel like there's like at least 11. I know there's at least like three or four, literally, because I have an ESPN subscription bundle on, I think, my Disney or something, because there was this one European soccer tournament I wanted to watch, so I just bundled it all. So I've got ESPN, and there's like ESPNs coming out the yin yang, and I literally watched one match. So there is a lot of ESPN. I can vouch for that. My cable bill can vouch for that, or I guess my streaming bill. All right, then the second week, March 25th through 29th, the good news is we'll have a brand new episode of Bold and the Beautiful on Monday, March 25th, after 2 days of no episodes the week prior because of March Madness. It is madness to interrupt our soaps for sports, if you ask me. I went ahead proactively because I was annoyed about this preemption, and I checked the roster for the rest of the March Madness tournament, or whatever they call it, and there should not be any more preemptions for March Madness. The other CBS airings are either on the weekend or in the evenings, like 6 or 6:30 p.m., so yay. So again, I think Hope probably is going to say yes to Thomas just based on how some of the spoilers go. In particular, the one with Carter trying to convince Liam that Thomas really has changed. Why would Carter make that effort? Why would Carter waste his breath talking to Waffle Boy if it wasn't him trying to broker peace for this engagement? Because Carter is an honorary Forrester, so he's got to be on Team Thope if they do get engaged. So what I am really expecting to see in week two, the week of the 25th through the 29th, is reactions to this engagement news, this presumed engagement news. I can only imagine Liam and Brooke are going to wind up huddling in a corner and whispering nasty things about Thomas. I wonder if someone did indeed lure Xander Avant back to town, if this engagement news isn't going to have them luring him back there again to try and stir the pot. I did see someone in the comments here replying to me saying Brooke is not going to take back her lukewarm blessing to them dating because she doesn't want to be Stephanie. I kind of disagree because I kind of think she does. A couple of months ago, Ridge low-key pointed out that she's being Stephanie in this Thomas Hope scenario, and she didn't get mad at him. She seemed kind of unbothered. She took it on the chin. I mean, a lot of women don't like to hear from their husbands. I don't. You're acting like your mother, or you're acting like your sister, is one of my fighting phrases, but you know, Brooke accepted it, you know. So Steffi's about to have her hands really full. She's got the Hope and Thomas thing. She's feuding with Hope. She's worried about Thomas. And then Finn is continuing his little breakdown thing. Expect more of Finn struggling the week of March 25th. He has not seen the last of his Sheila hallucinations. And with Finn getting with Liam getting FaceTime with Carter on Wednesday about Thomas, you know he's going to come around and being his usual charming self and being facetious about that and trying to tell Hope she's making the wrong choice, all that kind of stuff. Expect more of Liam being disgruntled and Brooke having to bite her tongue and herself being disgruntled. Those are all the 2 week spoilers I have for you. Please reach down, click subscribe so you don't miss any of our B&B updates. Drop your comments. What are you excited to see? And come back soon. We are here talking Bold and the Beautiful 7 days a week. And as always, I'm Belinda from Soap Dirt. Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast, because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.